Welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCance. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners tuning in from Branson, Columbia, Kansas, Springfield, and Topeka, Missouri, Greenfield, Hammond, Hebron, Indianapolis, Marion, Muncie, Portage, Indiana, and South Bend. Salt Lake City, Utah, Eden Prairie and Richland, Minneapolis, Hightstown, New Jersey, Jinx and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Providence, Rhode Island, Des Moines and Waterloo, Iowa, Hawaiian Islands. Abroad, Australia, India, Pakistan, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Norway, Romania, UK, Ireland, Cameroon, France, Spain, Brazil, Philippines. All right, so you've gone by the pond of water and you prayed for the person to be in your life, that it must depend on their eyeballs. Yes, their eyes, the color of their eyes. So you met the person, they're gorgeous, they're handsome, they're sharp, they're beautiful. They are Miss or Mr. Universe, world, or galaxy. And you're letting them know that they would be a great dating partner. And that the only problem that would prevent the both of you from having a genuine relationship is if their eyes were yellow, orange, gray, purple. Say what? That's right. Their eyes, you heard correctly, must be one of those colors for a compatible relationship with the person that's seeking to date someone with the color based upon their eye color. So let me get this right. Don't be trying to act like you ain't getting it right, Gary. You got it right. So you, whoever you are, and that's your right. You know, I really have to drink my water on this one. I know there are those, some of you saying, well, you should have drank it before you even came on the program. Mm-hmm. So you just want to date somebody for their eyes. Maybe this is you who's trying to rush me to get to it. And you already know when it comes to dating preferences, often the first thing you look at. And not only are you looking at it, you mention it to everybody on the globe. Is the person's eye color that you like. And I know there are some experts out there, they're saying that the eyes, you know, your eyeballs are the windows to your soul. Okay. Well, you know, I'm saying okay from a spiritual standpoint, but this is your story. So which eye colors are you looking for? And what eye colors are you really attracted to? Because you made it clear who you're going to date and who you're not going to date. You already made it clear. It has nothing to do with their overt appearance, their title, the materialism, the skin tone, their zip code, you name it, their intellect. Their degrees or lack thereof, or the moolah or lack thereof, you made it clear. You're interested only in the color of their eyes. Who made this stuff up? But let's go with it. Remember now, because that is a person's right. You didn't hear me say you or I must accept it. It's for the individual who have desired for their life, for their future. And maybe that's you. So, now you've met this person in respect of who they are. Remember now, no titles, no nothing. But they have all of that. And you rejected them because their eyes aren't blue. Say, well, yeah, their eyes aren't blue because, you know, you've been told that the most attractive eye color in a man is blue. Really? And you've also been told that hazel is the most attractive eye color in a woman. Really? So those of you who have been rejected, that you were never told why you were rejected, did they ever tell you why you were rejected when they never told you? And if they had told you that you were being rejected based upon your eye color, what would you have thought? Oh, so you now met this person, now their eye color is black. And you recognize that in a man, you didn't hear me say anything about a skin tone, that the most popular eye color in a man was black and purple. Really? Oh, so the color of your eyes is supposed to reveal what you're like in a dating relationship. Really? Yeah. Gary, didn't you know that? No, listen, I'm not telling you myself. I'm trying to understand because according to psychology, one can know the mood of a person through the eyes and even discover secrets about their personality. Say what? Listen. That's for the person who accepts it. So what are you like in a romantic relationship according to the color of your eyes, eyeball people? And that's anybody. So what are you like? Because you got to remember now, if your eyes are not the color of the person that wants to date you, it doesn't make a difference how you are in a romantic relationship. Because according to some humans, it's based upon your eyeball coloring. And do you agree with that? Because they made it clear that people with blue eyes are peace lovers and mostly look to date someone with whom they can reach a commitment. And casual relationships are not their type. Is that you? Because maybe those of you with blue eyes, that's what you're looking for, another person with blue eyes. Well, how about the person with honey eyes? You know, because the person with honey eyes, yeah, you heard it, H-O-N-E-Y. You know, the person that you have in front of you, they're supposed to be elegant and fun. And the only problem you may have with them is to keep them focused. But wait a minute, honey eyes. If you're not blue eye or black eyes, they don't want a relationship with you. But wait a minute, what if your eyes are gray? Because the individuals with gray eyes are allegedly surrendering type people. Even though their eye color is rare, allegedly based on their eye color, they're kind and loyal and deeply intelligent. Wait a minute, gray eyes. Hold on. That person is not interested in your loyalty? Were you being kind? Were you being deeply intelligent? There's something wrong with you. That person is only interested if your eyes are gray. No. They're interested if your eyes are whatever color they want it to be that match theirs. But wait a minute. We just got through talking about the black-eyed person. Yeah, because, the color of the black eyes can be confused with that of the brown eyes. You got to remember now, those who really have black eyes and those with brown eyes, but too dark to the point of their eye color looking almost black, they may not want you. Why? Because you're supposed to be cautious and mysterious, slow to trust. But once you get to know them, they open up. They're intense and passionate. But hold on, black eyes. Gray eyes ain't interested in no black eyes. They're interested only in the person with gray eyes, like the person with blue eyes, like the person with purple eyes. Well, hold on, we ain't got there. May not get there. Not today. We're talking about relationship. Remember now, I believe there's 99 people may pass you by, but there's one meant for you. But you're talking about 99 different eyeball coloring, according to the person looking for a certain color of eyes. Did you meet the green-eyed person yet? You know, because that person is supposed to be the life of the party in everything they do, because it's them who's making more exciting and creative. And you got to remember now, allegedly, the people with green eyes can be more jealous than the normal person. But wait a minute. The black-eyed person isn't interested in somebody with green eyes. Only the green-eyed person is interested in another green-eyed person. Haven't you been paying attention to what the person prayed for? You know, and are you going to leave out the brown-eyed person? Because that person is supposed to be a sexy person during a dating relationship. A sexy person, yeah, during the dating relationship. Again, now, allegedly, the color of your eyes can reveal part of your personality. So the question is, so why do you want to just date a person for their eyes and not their looks or personalities or anything else? Matter of fact, you did not mention color, period. So what now? What's going on? Oh, I'll give you time enough to think. Because remember, that's your right to date whomever you desire. And in your particular life, somehow or another, you have determined, based upon self or somebody you're listening to, that the only persons on this planet that you should date is somebody with the same eye color. So what does the Bible say? You know I was going to get there. About dating for eyes or eye color. Now, you know what I'm going to do next, don't you? That's right. I'm going to take a sip of my water. Do you really want to answer? Because you know I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. Oh, okay, well, be proud of yourself. The Bible, do you know it does speak to eyes? I know some of you, half of you have fainted. The other half is looking at each other, is he crazy? The other half is talking about, I can't wait to hear this one. The Bible does speak to eyes. Ready? You sure? Okay. You asked for it. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, I know you wrote it down. I know you couldn't wait to write this down. The word says, the eye. It doesn't make no difference what color it is. It's a lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Wait a minute. We're not going to stop now. Don't try to ask me to stop now. In Psalm 101, verse 3, it says, I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. It didn't say anything about a person. Okay, so don't be trying to act like because of the color of your eyes, another person's eyes ain't the same color, so it's worth it. Don't be trying to twist the scriptures to fit your purpose now. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, you sure you want to hear this one? Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Don't we try to act like you're looking at the person's heart as well as the color of their eyes, because that's not what you've been talking about up until now. Matter of fact, you weren't even talking about their appearance. And remember now, you weren't talking about their height. You weren't talking about the material. You weren't talking about anything. You was talking about, you judged them based upon the color of their eyeballs. In Psalm 119, verse 18, open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 17 says, then Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. We only have a few more left. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent had already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 says, then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Matthew 5, 29. Wow. Now, you know God didn't answer that prayer. Now, maybe that owl sitting up in the tree did. So let's go back to the pond of water and see how the prayer was really done. So you went there every day and you kept praying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, send me that man, that woman, that man whose eye colors match mine. I don't care whether they're faithful or they are loving or they have integrity or all those qualities that is needful, desirable in that person. I don't care whether they have a job or degrees or lecture or whatever. I just care about whether their eyes are the same color as mine. So you kept going out there, kept going by that pond of water. And remember now, an owl, OWL, had been sitting there all along looking and listening. And so the one day when you went out there and you was crying so fervently for somebody with the same eye colors, you began to sweat real bad, coming out of your pores to such a degree, you had to take a squeegee and a bucket just to keep it all in check. So you kept praying on that particular day and sweating and so forth and so forth. So the owl got tired. Owl got tired of listening. And so finally the owl said, who? And you said, nope, I don't want just anybody. I want a person with the same eye colors as mine. Let me ask you a question. You don't mind, do you? Why can't you be choosy about the person you want in your life? Should you be judged by the color of your eyes? Why? Why not? What would you sacrifice in order to have a relationship with the person with the same eye colors as yours? Now, you know, today you have a lot to ponder if you want to, only if you want to, because I don't know if you really want to now, because you are set in your heart that somehow or another, the person with the same eye color, nothing else, is the one that you want to spend your totality of your life with. You know it's true.